We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.
Is the Holy Ghost service? Yes, it is. Expect Him to move. And worship You. One more time. Oh, glorious God. We praise Your name. Let it out. We live just to worship. Let Him hear your voice. You can lift those two hands. Let Him hear that sweet sound, that sweet melody. It's something more than gold. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and worship Him this morning. I'm not going to be saying so much. Everlasting God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, come on, open your mouth and declare, Shalabarakatabayas, Shalagabarakandoske Braketosalabayas. There's a song that angels cannot sing, only you can. You are the redeemed of the Lord, the one He died for, living in the body with all the struggles. Mondegele Barakatosalagabayas. Shalom. Libra ketosa brakapato salabara negabos. Mole parakonde balakatabayas. If your mouth cannot worship, let your tears worship. Yes. 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 Let the Lord hear you. Lagabos. Shalabarakatons kebrakatos alagababayas. Bonde kaporakos kebrakatos alagabarakatayas. Bonde praske palagondrekos kebrakatos. Take your time, think. Labarakatos abalakandros kebrakatos. Who brought you out? Who raised you? Who kept you alive? It is Jesus, the Son of God. He is the one we worship. Gashinan Gamuna Sarki Chaljana Yana Gashina. Steel strings, steel strings. We are here. Nothing will escape. Nothing. What escaped first service, second service, will have an end. Yeah. One more time. Gashinan. Malakapone koska prakata. Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Alagabosa. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your presence makes me whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cover us with your wings, Jesus. Cover us with your wings, Jesus. Cover us with your wings, Jesus. Cover us as a mother eagle covers her eaglets. Cover us, Jesus. Cover us. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. The sweetest song we can ever sing. Worthy of every breath we can ever breathe. Thank you, Lord. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. But just keep praying in the Spirit. Have your seat. We'll be dabbling in and out. In and out. A whole lot has happened in church today. And it's an awesome privilege. Don't stop. Just keep playing what you're playing. COP, you keep standing. You may have to stand throughout. Is that okay? Shabalakos keprende kepuske frekepeto shalakapapane kepapodo kepusso. Malam kepus shalakapapane yus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your tongue and your destiny. You know, James says, with our tongue bless we our God. That means the tool for blessing God is your tongue. It's the reason why I don't believe in I'm worshiping God and my mouth is closed. But it doesn't work. With our tongue, bless we our God. This is a Jesus service. So he's going to direct it the way he wants it to go. And I'm ready and yielded. I'm ready and yielded. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how. Isaiah 43 verse 26. You guys can go rather. You can just go so we don't distract. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we bless you. In the equation of your destiny, your tongue is an indispensable element. Your tongue. You know, in the kingdom of God, you are the one that creates your experience. Do you understand? So if you're waiting for somebody to create your experience, create your atmosphere, create money, create your home, create, you're wasting your time. God's intention is for you to use your tongue and create the experience that you desire. Hallelujah. And God has given you the tool. The reason God rested was not because he was tired. God rested because he was done. And how did he prove that he was done? He blessed man and gave him the same ability he has. The moment he did that, he knew man could recreate the garden experience everywhere he went. That means God's intention is not to spoon feed you for the rest of your life. Every parent knows better. They know better than to rejoice when their children remain babies forever. No parent intends to spoon feed the child forever. That means a time comes where the parent knows, I can put what made me a man, made me a woman, into this child, and they will behave alike. That's exactly what God did. So by design, he created us to recreate the experiences that we want. That means if you ever find yourself in a very dire situation, a dire strait, like they call it, you have a tool with you to recreate the kind of experience you intend to have. God showed up, created a beautiful, perfect heaven and earth, turned around, and everywhere was chaotic. Everywhere was chaotic. What he did not do was complain. There was no Genesis chapter 1 verse something that said, and God complained and said, why is it dark? No. God switched the light on. And he says, and God said, light be. Light was. You know why he created light first? So that, you know, in light is where you function at the best. You know, there's not much you can do in darkness except sin. Do you understand what I just said? The only thing that darkness helps to achieve is sin. Every other thing about Jesus said, every man that does anything good will want to do it in the light so that it can be seen. That means if you want to do anything that God has created and destined you to do, you do it in the light. How do you do that? You first create light. You create light. You wonder, how do I create light? Speaking. Speaking. You see darkness around you, you declare light be. You expel and dispel that darkness. Hallelujah. So that's by way of introduction, that everything in the kingdom you desire in your life, what we are trying to tell you is, we are putting you on the driver's seat of your own life. Everything you desire, don't go and look for it. Go and create it. There are more people looking for things than creating things. And that's why there's chaos all over the place. If you will take your time to create by the instrument of God's word and your tongue and the spirit, you will not go about. Do you know what? Everything you are looking for outside, like they say in the Yoruba, what you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. It's with you all along. Being with you, you've just turned on the light. Hallelujah. So today I'm going to be dwelling on your tongue and your destiny. The part of it that Pastor told me to talk about is rejoicing. That means I expect to be wild this morning. Yes, I will justly do that. You will rejoice. So I'll give you 5 minutes to rejoice. But you know what you do? We'll put venom in your rejoicing first. You know what Joshua told them? He said, do not speak. Don't say anything. When you return to the camp, don't talk. Hey, God told me they were venomizing. You know venomizing? They were preparing, quote unquote though, they were preparing and concentrating venom. That way, on the seventh day when they shouted, they were not shouting from a distracted place. You know, there are things, times in your life and things you intend to change that you don't talk around. You lock yourself. Days. You are not picking calls. You are not doing anything. You are just there. You may not even be praying. What you are doing is you are concentrating the venom. You are concentrating. You know. You are. If you ever come out and somebody greets you, huh? Look, we are not looking for the same thing. Some are comfortable with salary. I'm not looking for salary. Some are comfortable with 100, 200 members. I'm not looking for that. Some will say, why are you not outside? Why are you hiding yourself? You should be available enough. We are not looking for the same thing. Your greatest freedom in life is freedom from men. Free yourself. We are not all looking. And how you help yourself is just tell yourself, we are not looking for the same thing. Number one, I am not a twin. Two, I am not even okay. If I was not twin, I couldn't have been identical twin. Number three, I'm not conjoined twin. And even if we were, we don't have the same DNA material. That means we are not looking for the same thing at all. Unique. So we'll be talking about rejoicing. First point to note, destiny is an uphill task. Write that down. Destiny is an uphill task. You know what uphill means? Is you don't glide into destiny. You know, there are those that are hoping to slide into the, they'll enter swing. Easily low, we used to call that thing. There's somebody who push you and then you swing and enter destiny. You see, somebody can prophesy for you to have money. You have, when it comes to destiny, you have to decide. And after you have decided, you separate yourself. After you have separated, you intermeddle with wisdom. Then you come out. So in the equation of destiny, there's nothing like, okay, somebody will help me. Destiny helpers are secondary. You are the primary destiny helper of your life. Nobody can help you beyond how you have helped yourself. How do people even meet their destiny helpers? By being on the path of destiny. There are people here that don't have any, they are not serious with their destiny, and they are looking for destiny helpers. They came to church one day and they said, there's something called destiny helpers. That becomes their anthem for life. Destiny helpers. Destiny helpers. Destiny helpers. Do you know that big testimonies in church does not necessarily translate into sustained testimony? What we are teaching you here is for you to have a life of sustained victory. There's a diet for those who just want daily bread. They want daily bread, so they just come. Pray. No, me and my God. There are people that, and if you're here, please. There's this way. Ever since I came to church, you hear it a lot. For me, for service, for me is worship. Say, once they start teaching, I'll just zoom out or zone out. Don't behave like that. Amen. You know why? What builds you is teachings, is words, is words. Everybody that ever achieved anything in God, that ever attained to any height in God, they have one thing to say: they spend time in the Word. You know, I listened to a woman of God over the weekend, and tears came down my eyes. Her husband was running a mega church in Abuja, a church of 12,000 people. Then he passed. Then the leadership left. People started leaving. They said she cannot handle this church. They underrated her. They underrated her. She went to her room. She lifted her hands. She started crying. She said, God, if you don't help me, I'm dead. Then she laid down. Don't ever underestimate anybody that has understood how to fellowship with God. Anybody who knows how to enter that secret place and lock herself or himself can do anything. As we speak, that church has superseded that number before. Do you know what it means? It dropped to 5,500 people. From 12,000, more than 50% left church. She met a remnant. And then she started. It's never too late for anybody who is willing to spend time with God. Never too late. Make a decision. It is me and God, and it will work. I don't believe in this thing that, maybe no, it is me and God. Many people know more people than God. You know more people. Every little thing you want to call, you cannot call God, you are calling men. Men fail, not because they actually intend to fail. They can be incapacitated. But God never fails. That's not a cliche. God never fails. You can turn to him. So destiny is not for the lily-livered. It's not for those that are chicken out. It's not for those that just run around. This is the reason why we are bringing this revelation to you, because it is for destiny. It is for destiny. It is for destiny. If you want a job, pastor will prophesy and you get a job. That's not difficult. But we're talking about destiny. And when we come to the arena of destiny, there are many more, countless people involved. That's why it's an uphill task. Rejoicing is a machine that generates wild emotions. Remember, I say it's not an emotion. It is a machine. It's a machine. Let me take time to teach. It's a machine. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. Let's start from there. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. I'm going to hurry through my notes so that we can get into the practical sessions of this. Ooh, I'm excited. Let's go. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Say that. Let's go. When it comes to your destiny, silence equals consent. So when you are broke and you are silent, you are saying, yes, I want to be broke. You are agreeing. Silence equals consent. Isaiah 12 verse 3. We'll be reading lots of scriptures. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Wells of salvation means there's something in it for you. Why do you go to the well? There's water. The question is, you can stand by the water and be thirsty if you don't know how to draw from it. And God's wisdom says, with rejoicing, that's how you draw. So when you are doing, I've come to draw from you again. Hey, I am gloomy. Oh, come to draw. Your deep doesn't change it. In the kingdom of God, one of the things you are going to learn is make sure that what you are saying represents a conviction in your heart. Speech without conviction is nothing. That means if you want, I'm not saying start speaking so that you can convince yourself. We'll get into that. Speaking is a tool for conviction. That means you can speak yourself into conviction. You just keep repeating it. Do you know that ideologies are not formed by truth? Ideologies are formed by repetition. That means if it's a lie and it's repeated, it's going to be an ideology. Are you there? So if Satan can put symptoms on you and repeat it over years, you accept it and say, yes, it's mine. If Satan can keep you poor and he repeats it and time is passing, a time will come, all you will do is develop coping mechanisms. You start coping with it. You say, maybe this big life is not for me. God has selected a few people. It's not true. Is an ideology that was crystallized because of repetition. That means you can counter ideologies and create new ones by repeating. Are you here? You look for words and start repeating them. Why rejoicing? Why do we rejoice? Number one, because there's a report. There's a report. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1. There's a reason we rejoice. There's a reason. We don't just rejoice. And let me tell you something. When we teach concepts from the Bible, do not try to get it done in the flesh. There's always God's word backing the concepts taught. Who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So the Bible describes a report. Then chapter 54 verse 1. Go and read chapter 53. All of it. You see the report there. There are things you should not tamper with in the Bible. One of them is the report. The report is done and sealed. Don't bring your own. You don't have a report. There's God's report. There's the devil's report. Choose one. Now, if you've read the report all along, you will get to this point. Because the woman has heard the report, it says single barren. Thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child. For more, because more are the children of the desolate woman desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. It is predicated upon this, your rejoicing. This is the basis for rejoicing. Hallelujah. You get it. Because number one, I say, why rejoice? Number one, there's a report. Number two, because it's our tool for drawing the riches of Christ. We already read that. That immeasurable riches in Christ, we draw from the well of salvation that way. Number three, because it brings in the harvest. Let's read that. Habakkuk chapter 3. It brings in the harvest. It brings in the harvest. Or just hold on with that. Let's just list them, then we'll go back there. Because it brings in the harvest. It is part of the harvest process. How many of you have seen where people may do harvest in those days? There's plenty of rejoicing when harvest is going on. Let's go on. Number four. Because we are instructed to rejoice. Hallelujah. Because we are instructed to rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. He says, rejoice always. Again, I say, rejoice. If all of it, if you don't have any reason, if it's an instruction of the Spirit, do it. Number 5. Because it's a fruit of the Spirit, joy. That means it's in you. Next, how do we rejoice? How do we rejoice? I want to just run through. I don't have so much time, so we can get into it, then we'll read the scriptures. How do we rejoice? Let me just introduce this. Joy has an expression. People who are joyous, there's a way they are. And joy is contagious. You don't come around people who rejoice and then you are always, no, they are not gloomy. It has an expression. It can be seen and felt. It can be perceived and palpated. How do we rejoice? Number one, we rejoice by singing. This one is like, what do you call it? It's like class. We rejoice by singing. We rejoice by dancing, laughing, running, shouting. As we go in, you realize, you know why we are listing all these things. Number two, that way you'll be able to tell when you see certain scriptures, you know that that's rejoicing responsible for it. Amen. We rejoice according to the word of God. Rejoicing is principally a product of sound knowledge of God's eternal promise to you. Next, benefits of rejoicing. The benefits of rejoicing. If God tells us to rejoice, what are the benefits? Number one, strength. Remember we said destiny is an uphill task. If it's uphill, that means you require strength to go. If you fail in the day of adversity, breaking news, there will be days of adversity for a person of destiny. If you ever go to the chicken egg and you crack it so that the chick can come out, you have killed the chick. How many of you know that? You just succeeded in killing the chick in an attempt to help the chick. Why? Because it takes pressure and opposition for anything to live and thrive. How do you think the cotyledons burst out from the soil? They must see opposition. So it's bound to come, but you need strength. If you fail, your strength is small. Benefits of rejoicing, number one, it produces strength. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Is my strength, is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. You can write that down. Destiny does not come without giants. How many of you know that the entire promised land was divided with giants inside? You know what you thought they would have done? As God spoke, he would go in the night and kill everybody. Then they would die. Then he said, okay, now go inside the promised land and take their houses. He didn't do it that way. They had giants. And the people entering did not have military history. That means they must have a tool. And that's the crux of my message today. Joshua chapter 6. That's what we're going to dwell on. Joshua chapter 6. I want you to see the tool that God used in dispossessing people from their land. Joshua chapter 6. We'll read the entire chapter. So please just note that. Let me finish listing all these things. The reason I'm listing is so that I can go home with something you can make reference to. Hallelujah. If you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. You need strength to face and overcome giants and fulfill your destiny. Number two, that's benefits of rejoicing, number one. Now, number two, overturning adverse situations. Rejoicing has been shown to be responsible for overturning adverse situations. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 16 to 19. Restoration. Winning your battles. It's how we take cities. Amen. Number six, the last one. Rejoicing, the major benefit of rejoicing is wealth transfer. Joshua chapter 6 verse 24. Wealth transfer. Lastly, on the points to note, stimulants for rejoicing. Somebody will be asking me, how do I rejoice when everything is not working around me? I'll show you how. There's a way you stimulate yourself to rejoice. Number one, prolonged meditation. See, I've never meditated for up to an hour and I didn't rejoice. Try it. Prolonged meditation. on the word of God, of course. Meditation is worry in the opposite direction. The time you're using to worry, just use it to meditate. Hallelujah. Number two, use aids like praise and worship songs. There's this guy, Freke. That guy will praise you out of anything. Praise God. Look for guys. Nigeria is so blessed with people who do praise. Wild praise. Number three, and this will amaze you. Stimulants for rejoicing. Sowing. You wonder, how does all the sowing get it? If I sow, is money not leaving my hand? Try it. Try it. Just go and give one seed that is more than you. You know what you do? You have no choice but to rejoice. It will put you in a place where all you know to do is to shout and scream. Because you must harvest it. Have you ever given money that you should not have given? Wedding is coming and you gave all your life savings. Wedding, no wedding in Nigeria. It's coming. It's 2 months now. And you had the instruction of God to sow all of your life savings. The one you kept that you have used to even buy something small. To please the in-laws. Now you have gone to sow it. You can't sit around. How many of you know you can't sit around? Money, you will not sit around. No, you won't. Or your house rent. Let's not say that one. Or your house rent. It is like 2 weeks before the rent is due. You have gathered the money. Now God has said, bring the money. Now if you are here and God has not spoken to you like that, go and cry. What did I say? Go and cry. Go and lie down and say, God, speak to me like that. You know why? Because God uses things like that to turn your situation around. Seed sowing like that will do what people prophesying on you cannot do. You sow your seed, my brother. You will rejoice. Oh, you rejoice. You do ritual dance. Laga dagayas. Some of you have not sown in a long time. Go and sow your seed. All right. Don't listen to people. I heard one man when I went to the barbershop. He said, on radio, he said, any church you go to, they talk about sowing seed. That person is a false prophet. And he's on radio. No, he's on radio. Somebody paid for it. Yes, somebody paid for it. That kind of message, he may have a good heart. That kind of message would... Pastor doesn't have a good heart. He may be an honest person. Maybe honest. That's all he knows. But honestly wrong. Now he has confused his followers. They will never know the joy of seed sowing until they wash their brains of stuff like that. Are you joking? We should not sow our seed. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. Let's get ready. Start speaking in tongues under your breath. When I was praying for this message this morning, one of the things the Holy Spirit told me is that people will be liberated. Now, don't misunderstand liberation as, okay, deliverance service, somebody will be jumping all over. No. Somebody will come out and come in. Do you understand? You will come out of straight situation and you will come into your large place. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Are you here? So please get ready. Don't even let anything distract you. Keep speaking in tongues. You know why? Because there are not many services like this. No, there are not many services. There won't be two. It might be me preaching again, maybe a thought service, but there won't be two of this. Hallelujah. Now, Jericho, start speaking in tongues, please. Right where you are. Start speaking in tongues in the spirit. I went through the listing so that you can have something to go home with. Because we are entering a phase where you will remember to write. Mumbre kosa prekepeto shalaga brunde koske frekepa laga baba degebosa. Shala brande kuske freke palaka babayala la bosa la gabrande kebusa. Hande kebayala la bosa.
And blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. You may be in a situation in your life where it's like nothing is working. It's as if nothing is coming into your life. Nothing is even living your life. Ha! It's like you have come to a plateau. That means everything you know is all that you know. There's nothing new coming, happening. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, in the middle of this straitjacket, see, I have given unto your hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, and ye men of war, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall that do 6 days. Next. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep speaking in tongues. Next verse. We are reading to the end, so please, somebody should be fast. Is it there already? Okay, great. Yeah. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of rams, ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpet. Next. Verse 5. Why are they wrong on the screen? Okay, verse 5. And it shall come to pass that where they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Remember, we said destiny is an uphill task, right? Let's go. Next. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest. He called the priest. This is the first place to enter. You enter the priestly office first. Are you faced with a situation that looks insurmountable? Enter the priestly office. Praying in the spirit, making incantations, doing sacrifices, taking communion. Enter there first. That's the first place to go. It must go before every work of your hand. Every work of your hand without undergirding sacrifice is a waste of time. And said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant. Don't bear the armor first. Bear the ark. Don't carry a spear first. Carry the ark. The ark symbolizes the presence of God. Crystallize the presence in your life. They asked Bishop Oyedepo, have you had trouble in your life? He said, maybe they came and I didn't know. Why? Because he's constantly in the presence of God. There you don't know. The Bible says, you shall not know when heat comes. Take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and come past the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. You can only take up arms after I have taken up the ark. Ark before arm. Keep speaking in tongues. Take 30 seconds and just speak in tongues. 30 seconds. We'll continue reading. We'll get to the point where you will shout and you will take the city. Open your mouth and speak in other tongues. Let's have you now. 20 seconds more. Is the ark first? Mantakala brekoske freke palagabaradagalagabayas. Sheprakunde koske prekepetusa. Reprende kola praktesko frekepalagababadegebusa. That issue that has been in your life for long, take the ark, enter the priestly office. And it came to pass when Joshua has spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Next. And now the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rare word came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpet. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "Ye shall not shout. It's not yet time. Concentrate the venom." Imagine they were passing quietly. What do you think they were doing? Meditating on the word of the Lord. That God has given you this city. Remember I told them, see, this day I have given you this city, the king and every man in it. You keep meditating on the finished works of Jesus Christ, that he has given you all things that pertains to life and to godliness. You keep meditating. While you are in your priestly office, it does not start with a shout. It starts with a meditation. Likewise, as you are sitting down here, begin to reminisce. Begin to pass the covenant before you. Begin to pass the finished works before you, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let it pass before you that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Let it pass before you that God is your light and your salvation. Let it pass before you that Jehovah is the strength of your life. Let it pass before you that when your heart is overwhelmed, you can go to the rock that is higher than you. Let it pass before you that God is my shield, God is my light, God is my portion in the land of the living. Let it pass before you that with his oil he has anointed you. Let it pass before you that God is my strength. Let it pass before you that a thousand shall fall by your left and 10,000 by your right, but only with your eyes will you see and behold the reward of the wicked. Let the covenant pass before you that though he was rich, yet for my sake he became poor, that I through his poverty may be rich. Let it pass before you. Let it pass. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, higher, by being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon me through Jesus Christ, that I may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Let it pass. Meditate on it. That a thousand, the cattle upon a thousand hills, belongs to my Father. Let it pass before your eyes. Let it meditate upon it. My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart out of your mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for their life to those that find them, and hell to a man's whole body. Let it pass before you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Keep going around it. 7 times. You are not saying a word, because the words you are speaking, they are unlawful for men on earth to hear. Yes, salabarakata. That's right. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. It looks like the things God has placed in your heart is unlawful. It's unlawful. You don't have the qualification for it. But know that the blood is my qualification. Let it pass. Let it pass. Let it pass. Let it pass. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I cleanse the lepers. Shapataka labarakatoske prekepaya. Let it pass before you. 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 Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout." The hour is coming. You will shout this morning, though. You will shout and topple like a dabayas. You will rewrite your own destiny today. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care where you came from. I don't care the genetic predisposition. They may have called you SSAS. We are not the same as the people of the world. I tell you, you will rewrite it. Shapapate kalabarakateas. Brasketola brande keposka. Shebrakatoske frekepalakatayas. Mendrakoske brekepetosha. Somebody of relevance has not risen from your family before. It looks like everybody is scrambling to exist. You will rewrite that story. You will rewrite that script today. You will. You will. With your mouth you will be justified. You will. He says, declare you that thou mayest be justified. Verse 11. So the ark of the Lord come past the city, going about it once. Aye, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. Next. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. Next. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day. I came to declare to you, today is the seventh day. I don't know who believed this morning. I'm not speaking my own words. I didn't come here on my authority. This day is the seventh day. This day is the perfection of all things. This day, this time, this hour is the seventh day. That's right. This day is that day when God says it's time. The oppression is over. That depression has no room anymore in your life, no place. That poverty has to go. That sickness has to go. That disease has to go. That family issue has to go. This day is the seventh day. This day is the seventh day. Labrakos keta labrandikaska. Yes. All you've been looking for. All you've been looking for, this day is the seventh. This is the seventh day. Somebody has even looked in the eye before. He said, you will never amount to anything. He said, look at your family. See where you came from. Nobody has ever risen to any significance before. Tell them no more. For today, this day is the seventh day. So this day, I rewrite my destiny. Everything that happens, happens twice. It happens first on your lips. Then it happens in your life. Today is the first one. They can destroy this temple. In 3 days, you will raise it up again. I came to declare and announce to somebody that your days of struggles are over in the name of Jesus. It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. It's just that on this day they went seven times. Brakatoshalagabarakatayas. I have a word of prophecy in my spirit. He says, he that escapes the sword. Some things have escaped natural ways of solution, natural remedy. There's somebody here, your mother's issue has escaped natural remedy. I came to announce her deliverance now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right where you are, you receive it and it's done immediately. At that same self hour, it is done. Only this time, they went seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time. This is not only the seventh day, it's the seventh time. Submit all your troubles to Jesus now. I want you to do that in your heart before you do it in your mouth. Begin to submit them. That's right. Begin to submit them. Submit all your troubles. Submit. Yes. Pastor said I should lay hands on that lady. Come. Makepala. Yes. Rapatos kapalatina haskataya. Jesus. Jesus. You are free. Mapakatos kefrakepalakatayas. Rapate kolabrakatayas. They say it's an incurable disease. It's a lie. It's a big lie. Malaria was once incurable. They say in their family nobody has ever gotten married. It's a lie. You will be the first. Shaprakatos kebrakataya, rapetina los kapata. Issues of long continuance. Issues that have been in your life for too long. It may be a skin infection. I don't care. The fire is here. Raskapandi kalikas kataya. Rekom baliga atatila koskatalabaya. Shabadea liga dea. Everlasting God. La katakalabarakataya. That's right. And I will lay my hands on you too. Shabaya. Yes. 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 I bring life force to consume death. I bring the force of life. That's right. Shakalapra koskatalabaya. All over this place, pray in the spirit. It's a seventh hour. It will not escape. It's a seventh hour. Shakatalabaya. The only reason that they will escape. Yalakatakalabarakatoska palakataya. Shepapate kobrakata. Laprasketos. You were even threatened by somebody. I dare you this morning. Lakata koske preketoska. That's right. That's right. It's a seventh time. Pray in the spirit. If you are seated, pray. If you are standing, pray. If you are going through anything, pray. With a pain, pray. Pray. Lakafa rakatosa kolagadias. Palakoske preketosa. For the earnest heartfelt prayer, continued prayer of the just man avails much. My God, from the front to the back, let God visit somebody. Let God visit somebody. Somebody has been hungry for too long. Somebody has been thirsty for too long. Somebody has been wanting for too long. Somebody has been hemmed in for too long. For somebody here is limitation. You have been limited. You know that you are supposed to. You are supposed to be on the top of your game now. You are even becoming jealous. It looks like those that don't fear God, they are making progress around you. I came to announce, come out of the small place. Come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come out, get out of it. Shaka patoka labarakataya. You've been on this mountain for too long. Arise. Arise. The Lord will do wonders in your home. I'm telling you the truth. Some of you will call. You will call. The Holy Ghost is in this place. You will call your home and family. That financial situation. Somebody help that brother so he doesn't injure himself. At the back. Shake patoka rakapatalamayas. Raketoske brakataya. This day is that day that God says it's time. Malakateke balakataya. Somebody here is functioning under a financial embargo. You can't seem to go beyond it. You will struggle and it's still hundreds of thousands. Enough. Enough. This is a seventh time. It's enough. It's enough. That wall is coming down. That wall is coming down. Shakapataka labarakataya. Down. That opposition is giving way. That embargo is lifting. It's lifting. It's lifting. That's right. That's right. Some of you have not seen the miracles of God before. You will see it today. You will see the miracles of God today. In your life, you will see, yes, that's right, help her. You will see the miracles of God in your life, in your family. You will know what it means for miracles to happen. You will know. Shalakabarakataya. You will know the miracles. That's right. You will know the miracles of Jesus. Yes. Shalakabarakataya. You will know the miracles of God. You will know the miracles. You will know. Some of you are light in your family. You are light when you are under a bushel. You are light. That's right. I don't have to touch you. You are light when you are under a bushel. You know yourself. You are light when you've been under a bushel. That's right, Jesus. That's why once. Go. You are light when you are under a bushel. I break the covering cast. Be free. Come out. Shaketakalaba rakatayas. On this side, you are light. You've been hidden for too long. Shalakaba rakataya. That's right. Hidden for too long. Your day has come. Yes, I came to announce. Help her, please. Help her. Your day has come. No more hiding place. That's right. No more hiding place. It's the seventh time on the seventh day. The wall will come down. You're ready, right? Lift your hands. Right where you are. 3, 2, 1. In the name of Jesus, take it. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Help him. Is the Holy Ghost. He cannot be limited. So you should not be limited. Put my scripture back up. I'm rounding off now. You are here. Oh, you are the man that just did traditional wedding. Everything is cheap, smooth, and easy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Palakateke barakosa. Yeah. Yes. Do not be worried. Fret not yourself. The hand of Zerubbabel that started this meeting will complete it. Shebrakoska labrakatosa labrakataya. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Are you ready? You're not qualified, shout. You don't have experience, shout. You've never been there before, shout. They don't know my father, shout. I don't have anybody, shout. Shout. The Lord himself, the Lord of hosts, the Lord Jehovah Sabaoth, has given you the city. Shout. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We'll finish it though. We must get to the place where there was wealth transfer. Yes. Because they saw them burn the whole city. But you see, the articles of gold and silver, keep them in the treasure house of God. Take it from Jericho. Carry it to church. Some of you, there will be massive wealth transfer to you. This year, 2021. I am not joking. There will be massive wealth transfer. You will bring an idea and it will take money from those that have hitherto insulted your God. Who is this Philistine? Uncircumcised Philistine. There will be massive wealth transfer. A version of the Bible said, the wicked sleep with the money. He wakes up and the money is no more. Where do you think he went to? 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron, they are separated and consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of God. Somebody has defrauded people and done all kinds of things, sold drugs. Now the money is with him. When that money enters my hand, it is consecrated unto the Lord. Do you understand what I'm talking about? All he needs. You know, I jokingly told somebody something. I said, I will give some people things that cannot return. You know, there are things that you give people and they will boast. I say, I'll give you back your money. But what if I give you health for a 50-year illness? You can't return it. We will bring the anointing to the kings of this world. They will bring the treasure to us. All of this started with a shout. All of this started with a shout. That shout that you are despising, that shout that you are too mature to do, it is that shout. It is that same shout that some untrained people, people with no military history, no military background, it is with the same shout. While they were shouting, while they were praising the beauty of holiness, it is that shouting that delivered the inheritance, the treasure house of Jericho. There was a young woman in the Bible. Her name is Milcah. She was trained with dignity. They raised her in palatial etiquette, aristocratic provenance. She came from a place where when something is sounding good to you, you just feel like this. You know? Then she met this wild bush boy that does not know how to be shaking head when he's supposed to be shouting. Bushman, some have called you uncouth, untrained, uneducated, unqualified. You know? And then the trigger came on. The ark of the Lord was returning. And there was praise, just like the presence of the Lord is in this place. And he blew out of proportion. Why? Because it was his practice in the backside of the desert to praise the Lord, to worship him, to be undignified before God. The ark was coming. There were trumpeters. And this man threw his clothes off. Don't let your clothes be a limitation to your praise. Don't let your makeup stop you. Don't let status that men put on you stop you. Why are people not practicing kingdom things? They want to look good to men. But Jesus said, how will you have faith? How will you believe if you seek the honor that comes from men and not the honor that comes from God alone? You have one opportunity to shout. But this man came from the bush. Came from the bush. From the bush and from thanksgiving and shouting wildly, he took down the enemy of the land. From there, he gained tax-exempt status. After that, he got a wife. Everything happened. And the wife he got came up. Never let what God gave you distract you from God himself. God gave him wife. Wife came up, just like Job's wife. Man, we have good wives in this place. Why are you behaving like you didn't go to school? You weren't trained? I thought you were in my father's house. I thought you spent some time there. Didn't anything rub off on you from the palace? Did you not know? You know why? She grew up under a domesticated father. Lagadegebaya. And somebody came from the wild. From the cave. He came from there. And then he told her, he said, this is exactly what I was doing. When God ripped the kingdom from your father and gave it to me. Kingdom transfer, wealth transfer, influence transfer happens on the premise of praise. So, I'm saying all of that to say this. When you see your neighbor going wild this morning, when you see them behaving undignified, don't stand around cocky talking about, was he not trained? Can he see his clothes? Can he not see that he's educated? Don't be like the wife of David, but be undignified. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you're coming from. I
care. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. The world is not given to those who are cool, calm, collected. No, it's not. In the kingdom of God, the inheritance is distributed on a shout. If you don't have any reason to shout and rejoice this morning, create one now. Create one now. Create one now. How come those who went to school are not saved? Their professors are unsaved. Guess where they are headed? Hell. And you are standing here, saved, sanctified, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled. I will yet be undignified. I will not let my jacket stop me, not my pocket square, not my education, not nothing, nothing, nothing. So for the last time, everybody stand to your feet. I hope you have enough venom. Now this last shout, you will place every wall before you. The thing that has constituted a limitation in your life all up till now, you will place them before you. Is it money? Place it before you. You are going to rejoice for 20 seconds non-stop. Don't be dignified before the Lord. He's bigger than all these things. If you know Him, He's bigger. He knows how to take children. He knows how to take the things that matter to people of the earth. He takes the foolish things of the earth that He may confound the wise. Somebody who knows their God. Somebody who believes in the God that can turn your life around overnight. Even though the seed tree do not blossom, somebody rejoice. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Somebody, let the walls come down. Let the limitations go. Let the limitations go. Is that all you can do? Is that all God deserves? He may have shouted at the obstacle. He's time to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout! The Lord has given you victory.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.